Angela, I don't think I've ever been happier in my entire life. A romantic restaurant, a beautiful woman, and a half a pound of beef under my belt.
It really has been a wonderful evening.
Let me tell you something. When I take my best girl out, everything has to be just perfect.
Pardon me, sir. Your credit card has been rejected.
It can't be. I just mailed in the payment. Do me a favor, run it through again, will you?
I did, sir. Perhaps you have another card?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Let's see. Do you take J.C. Penney?
Security!
Why don't I just put it on my card?
Oh, no way. When I take you out, I pay. You do take cash, don't you? Because I got plenty of cash. Yeah, I got plenty of cash in my car. I always have cash in my car. I'll be right back.
He'll be right back.
Yes, I'm sure you have to believe that. Mr. and Mrs. Braddock, good evening. Yeah. Excuse me, paying customers. Angela.
Oh, Ted, hi. Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
Don't you just love this place?
Oh, yes. Wonderful food, great service.
Incredibly reasonable.
Okay. I got your blood money. $22 for a piece of beef. I didn't even get French fries. See here, $1, $2, $25, $35.
Tony. I'd like you to meet Ted and Elaine Braddock, friends of mine from the country club.
Hi. My credit card.
Oh, yes. Oh. That can be so embarrassing.
Oh, you've been there, huh?
No. Nice meeting you anyway.
It's good to see you.
All right, well, anyway, this should just about not cover it. Look, there's an automatic teller machine a couple of blocks
away. Tony, wait. I've got it, and I've got enough for the tip. Please, no arguments.
Oh, but Angela.
No arguments.
Thank you
very much. It's been a pleasure serving you.
Angela, you tipped him too much.
It's okay. It's no big deal. Let's just go.
Oh, like, wait a minute. I'm just getting our money's worth. Oh, mints. I gotta tip the valet.
For love and a time for living, take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden, a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two, found a trail, and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Wait a moment.
Oh, good, Mona, you're here.
And what am I, wood?
Hi, Dad. Listen, Mona, my roommate Lori is having a birthday, and I don't know what to get her. She's kind of, like, off the wall.
I've got the perfect thing. It's this gaudy white purse with these stupid green palm trees on it. It'd make a great gag gift.
I bought you that purse.
Yeah, and it made me gag. Come on, Sam, I'll show it to you.
It glows in the dark. Hey,
Tony, I'm gonna have to get you a new water stand here. This one's got a bum leg on it.
Okay.
These mints are delish.
Well, they should be. They cost about $6 a piece.
Ooh, Le Fleur. Swanky place. How'd you swing that?
I almost didn't. Came up a little short last night at the restaurant. Angela had to bail me out.
Pays to be dating a babe with deep pockets, huh?
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, don't get me wrong. You're my idol. But how do I get a rich, beautiful woman to take care of me?
Hey, Ernie, let me just tell you something, huh? Let me just tell you something. I pull my weight around here. When I'm in the house working, I'm working for Angela the same as you.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, Angela. Hi.
Hi, honey.
I'll peddle your water.
Listen, I've got to run. Don't forget dinner tonight at the country club.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, I'm going to meet you there. And if you have any trouble getting in, just use my name.
Mr. Tony Bauer. Has a nice ring to it.
It's on your neck when I get a hold of it.
Hello. Hi. Name, please?
Tony Maselli.
I'm sorry, you're not on the list.
Oh, would you try looking under Bauer, please?
Oh, you're Angela Bauer's guest. Well, why didn't you say so? She is such a lovely lady.
Oh, why, thank you, thank you.
You're a very lucky man.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Hi.
How are you? You remember Ted and Elaine Braddock from the restaurant?
Of course. Hi, Elaine. Hi, Ted. Hi. Hey, by the way, everything's straightened out. Huh? You remember my credit card was rejected, and I was totally humiliated. I didn't want anybody else to know, and now I've told two new people.
Yes, this is Phil and Ida Davis.
Hello.
Why, Angela, where have you been hiding this one?
Well, in the kitchen, mostly.
Yes, I'm Angela's housekeeper.
Oh, dating the help. How cozy.
I fired the woman, Ida. What more do you want?
Ted, how is business? Are you guys going to be bidding on the McGregor account?
They're threatening a lawsuit.
Ted, give me a call Monday.
I'll put my best litigator on.
Oh, I'll tell you, Phil is the best. He saved our lives on the Northeastern Airlines account.
Boy, we come to a party and they talk shop the whole time. Don't you just hate that?
Oh, yeah, men.
Well, if your Angela's anything like my Ted, she must eat, sleep, and drink business.
Well, I really don't think my Angela's anything like your Ted, unless your Ted wears women's clothing.
Well, all kidding aside, there's a price you pay for being the woman behind the man.
Hmm.
Or the man behind the woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to take your seats, we'll begin the auction. Now, our first item today is a Louis XIV replica clock donated by John and Hilda Barnes. Right, now we'll start the bidding at $200.
That would look fabulous in our den.
$200.
Ted.
Consider it an early birthday present.
I have $300.
$400.
Ooh, I have to be so careful what I say in front of him.
I hate that clock.
Going once? Going twice? Sold to Mr. Braddock for $400.
Oh, Teddy.
Gee, wonder what she'd do if he bought her something good.
Now, our next item is from the private collection of Ms. Mona Robinson.
$1,000. $2,000. $5,000. If anybody bids against me, I'll sue them.
Phil.
I want it, Ida.
Sold to Mr. Davis.
You know, Phil, they follow you no matter where you are in the room.
Just shoot.
Our next item is a lithograph from the abstract impressionist Pierre Cazolet.
Oh, my gosh. I love that painting. I had a poster of it hanging in my dorm room in college.
Really? Now, we'll start the bidding at $200.
Oh, what the heck?
I have two. Do I have three? I have three. Can anybody give me four?
$400.
Oh, Tony, I don't know if I want to bid that high.
Well, you're not. I'm buying this for you.
I have $500.
Six.
Oh, Tony, this really isn't necessary.
I have $700.
Eight. Don't worry about it. I'm having a ball here.
I have $1,200.
What happened to 9, 10, and 11?
Tony,
I have $1,500.
They're skipping numbers again. $1,600.
$1,750. Going once.
Tony, I can't let you do this.
Going twice?
I already have the poster.
$2,000. I can skip numbers with the best in them.
Sold to Mr. Barr.
That's Miss Sally.
Here's your new water stand.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Ooh, a boat!
A boat? I don't think. This is an important piece of art that I bought for Angela.
Wow. What did that set you back? A couple $100?
Add a zero.
$200,000!
One zero, Ernie.
Well, still, that's a lot. We can get that kind of money.
I have no idea.
Don't you have a stash of mad money?
Mad money I got. Bonehead money. I'm all out of it. I use next semester's tuition to pay for that, and Christmas is coming, too.
Why don't you take a second job? You know, moonlight.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, Ernie. Hey, maybe I could be a waterman like you, huh?
Boy, have you got some ego on you. We watermen are a very special breed.
I'm so sorry, Ernie. You got any other ideas?
Actually, I do. Yes, there is a restaurant on my route, and they're looking for waiters. Pretty classy place.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. I could work a few nights, pick up some quick cash. Angela wouldn't even have to know.
Let me make a call for you.
Buddy, thanks. I owe you one.
How about a date with Mona?
Boy, have you got some ego on you.
Well, as you can see, I have a lot of experience as a waiter.
Uh-huh.
It's all right there on my application.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to, lower your eyes to see that. You know?
I've seen enough. You got the job.
Look, maybe we should get something straight. See, I'm already involved with someone.
So?
So you keep looking at me like I'm some kind of pastry.
Easy, Cupcake. Let me explain. Every Monday night is ladies' night, and all the waiters wear this.
There's no shirt.
I know. Can you start tonight?
Oh, no way. I mean, I got too much pride and dignity to go traipsing around in a skimpy outfit in front of a bunch of overheated, screaming women, you know.
Hey, Maggie, I just got a $100 tip off my first table. Would you put it in the safe for me?
So one size fits all?
Table number 4's drink order for me.
Sure. Do we have health insurance? Well, hello, ladies. What would you like?
A better view of your chest. Back tray.
Just calm down.
You are the best-looking guy in here.
Oh, come on, please. You really think so?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because I was thinking, take a look at this. Take a look at that blonde over there. I mean, he's, you know.
He's dog meat compared to you.
Yeah, really? Well, I do try to work out, and, you know, most of it is nutrition.
Wow, look at that hunk over there. That's no hunk. That's my father. Dad!
Samantha, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Hey, Samantha, I don't approve of you being in a place like this.
Come over here. Come on. I want an
explanation and I want it now.
Well, that's that simple, Sam. I'm your father's evil twin. Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi. How things go at the library?
Oh, fine, fine. Fine.
Good, good.
Okay, I'll talk. I wasn't at the library. I was at Willie and Guillermo's. It was ladies' night and I was working there. I was scantily dressed, exposing my body to a room full of screaming women.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm serious.
You are. Tony, why would you do such a crazy thing?
I needed the money.
You needed the... Oh, I knew it. The painting. I wish you would have let me help you out.
Don't you see, Angela? That's the problem. I'm tired of being Mr. Angela Bauer.
Tony, come on. Nobody thinks of you like that. Well, maybe the auctioneer.
And Ernie, and that maitre d', and all your friends, and get a load of this. Yeah, check this out.
You may have already won $1 million, Mr. Angela Bauer.
Even Ed.
Since when do you care what other people think?
Since I started dating a babe with deep pockets. I mean, things was just so much simpler when I was just a housekeeper and you were my boss. Angela, I don't know if I can handle this.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess it's more serious than I thought.
Yeah. I got a real problem here.
Well, you shouldn't. You, of all people, know that money isn't the measure of a man.
Oh, yeah. I got the love, respect, and admiration of my family. Big deal.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You just started this new career. Who knows how far you can go?
Oh, come on, Angela. Come on. No matter where I end up, I'm never going to be as successful as you. You'll always be the breadwinner, and I'll be making crumbs.
So what do you want me to do? Sell my business, go back to being a copywriter, and let you support us?
You do that for us?
No!
Well, it was your idea.
You know that every day of my life, I run up against guys who can't handle the fact that I'm a successful woman. I thought you were different. It's one of the things I love about you. But if you can't handle it, I guess it's better we find out now.
Okay, I thought about it. And here's how we're gonna handle this. And I don't want any arguments. First, in regards to the aforementioned painting, whatever the hell it is, decided to grant you permission to loan me the money.
Really?
The reason for the reversal of my prior position is that upon reflection and in light of overwhelming evidence, I've decided that I am a jerk. I see that it's unanimous. Good.
Are you sure you're okay about me helping you out here?
No. But I love you enough to give it a shot.
I'm glad. I know this isn't easy.
I'd like to think I'm mature enough to be in a relationship with a woman like you and still feel good about myself.
That's great. I'll get my checkbook. How much do you want me to give you?
No, don't say give. Don't say give. I said loan. Please do not ruin this.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to pay you back with interest.
That's fair enough. We'll make it 3%.
3%? Come on, Angela. That's like giving it to me. Make it 15.
15? Your uncle, the loan shark, charges less than that. Make it 5.
10.
6.
8.
7.
And a half.
Deal.
Thank you, Angela, for understanding and for allowing me to feel like a man.
You, really want to feel like a man?
What'd you have in mind?
Open this jar.
Ha 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 ha!
Was it as good for you as it was for me? I'm coming already. Ted McMahon?
Are you Mr. Angela Bauer?
No, Ed, come here. Come on in, please. There is no Mr. Angela Bauer. There never was. There never will be. I'm Tony Maselli. You got it?
Okay, but boy, that's too bad, because Mr. Angela Bauer just won $1 million. Well, that's tough.
Wait a minute, Ed. Ed, wait a minute. I'm Mr. Bauer. I'm Mr. Angela. I'm Mr. Ed. I'm anything you want me to be. I love Star Search. I should keep you.